Hello, welcome to the PPMD Poster Session 2021. My name is Khan Ho. I'm a pediatric cardiologist at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Thank you for dropping by a poster looking at QRS fragmentation in Becker muscular dystrophy, which correlates with delay enhancement and cardiac dysfunction on cardiac MRI. Electrocardiogram abnormalities, including QRS fragmentation, are common amongst various cardiomyopathies. The QRS waves are noted in the methods section, label C. Typically, those waves are very smooth. However, with certain disease, the waves can appear jagged, also known as QRS fragmentation. In our study, we aim to look at the correlation of the EKG QRS fragmentation and the cardiac MRI data, including late gadolinium enhancement for myocardial fibrosis or scarring. As you know, Becker muscular dystrophy is the second most common neuromuscular disease leading to cardiomyopathy. Cardiac MRI has been used to screen for myocardial disease in patients with Duchenne and muscular dystrophy. In our study, we wanted to determine if there are EKG findings that can help lead to findings of evidence of scar or myocardial fibrosis by MRI. In the methods section, you can see that in panel A, B, and C, with a close-up view, there are notching of the peak called the QRS wave. In our study, we show that the QRS fragmentation is associated with increased risk of having myocardial fibrosis or LGE on cardiac MRI. In the results section, under figure 1, you see the QRS fragmentation and ECG and the cardiac MRI information or images. Figure 1A and B represents a normal QRS with no significant fragmentation, and figure B is the cardiac MRI showing no scar, which is the heart is all black. In comparison, a patient on figure C has significant QRS fragmentation as noted by the blue arrow with all the notching, and on the cardiac MRI in figure D, you can see all the bright areas consistent with the myocardial fibrosis. In figure 2 here, we looked at the number of ECG leads and showed that the number of leads with increased QRS fragmentation was associated with myocardial fibrosis on cardiac MRI. In figure 1A, we noticed that patients with fibrosis on cardiac MRI have a greater number of ECG leads with QRS fragmentation of 4 compared to 1 in patients who do not have myocardial fibrosis. Figure 2B looks at the average number of leads and again confirms that the increased number of EKG leads with QRS fragmentation was associated with evidence of myocardial fibrosis. Figure 2C is a cluster or a scatter graph with the patients in red representing patients with scar and patients in blue without scar. We show that the QRS fragmentation is not only associated with scar or myocardial fibrosis, but it's also associated with increased abnormal heart function by ejection fraction. Let's move to figure 3. In figure 3A, we show that the QRS axis, although abnormal, is not necessarily associated with extent of LGE or scar. In figure 3B, we did notice that patients with abnormal heart function by ejection fraction had abnormal QRS axis and predicted presence or absence of LGE on cardiac MRI. Figure 3C shows an interesting additional finding with one of the wave of the QRS complex called the R wave being small in patients with evidence of myocardial fibrosis by LGE. Let's move to figure 4. Figure 4 looks at how well we can predict presence of LGE on cardiac MRI. Figure 4A is what we call a receiver operator characteristic or ROC curve, which along with figure 4B indicates that there is a high incidence of LGE in patients with QRS fragmentation. Figure 4C looks at various EKG abnormality and demonstrated increased abnormalities on EKG suggests increased likelihood of having scar on MRI up to 8.5 times the ratio compared to patients who do not have those EKG abnormalities. Therefore, in our study, we concluded QRS fragmentation, QRS axis deviation, and abnormal ROA in Q and V6 is correlated with myocardial fibrosis and cardiac MRI in patient with muscular dystrophy, in patient with Becker muscular dystrophy. I therefore believe that routine use of EKG is important in screening patient Becker muscular dystrophy, and if multiple findings that we noted are present, a cardiac MRI may be helpful in revealing the extent of the abnormalities, including myocardial fibrosis. Thank you for looking at this poster. Please feel free to contact us should you have any more questions. Thank you.